This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Almost time for us to wrap up for the day. Of course, we are talking about whether or not you have to be happy at your job to be good at it. Former Facebook employees have said that they had to be happy all the time. As for some feedback, we've got some.
Ironically, though, not about that particular question.
It's about the taxi situ.
Yes, this is about our previous story regarding the Grab taxi airport shenanigans. And so this person says, I gotta get a name, though. Hold on, give me one second. Someone who just is identified as OSK says, the conversation that still has not been had is the exploitative practices of Grab and how drivers are earning too little and Grab continues exploiting its monopoly position, from a platinum Grab user who also drives for Grab occasionally. We have talked quite a lot about Grab on BizBytes, but also throughout BFM as well, and also about the monopoly situation,
I think from all of us who are also all platinum users as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we believe they have a monopoly. Yeah.
Yep.
We're as clear as that.
Yep.
Okay, moving on to our final story of the day. Make your workplace design work for you.
Yeah, so it turns out that your workspace can contribute to your productivity, which is something my mother has been telling me for years. But, this is coming from Anya Jamrozik, a PhD, who is a behavioral scientist and consultant for the flexible workspace provider Breather. And she says that to maximize it requires two steps. So the first step is to match the space to the task. So essentially, pay attention to the type of task you're doing and make sure that your workspace supports it instead of making it more difficult. And I quite like that because it covers, I think, all manners of working, I suppose.
Including, like, you know, binge watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Technically, that's work.
No, to be fair, for some people that could be work, who review BDS, Yes. But the point is that different workspaces are good for different tasks. So think of, like, your home environment, right? Like, you wouldn't host a dinner party in your laundry room, right? So the workspace has to be, you know, related to the work that you're doing as well. When it comes to, you know, offices and stuff like that, open floor plans can be a challenge. So do what you can to mitigate the damage. So for example, to take phone calls, just find some space away from your desk so you don't distract colleagues. Also define areas for collaboration. That's also very helpful. At project management software platform Basecamp, the company has library rules in its open space corporate offices, as well as rooms where collaboration happens. So, you know, treat the office like a library, make quiet the norm, and that's what works for them, right? But basically, take advantage of what you have and move to an area that fits your task if you can. The second point is to strive for comfort, which is quite nice too. Pay attention to how the environment affects your comfort level, because you perform a lot better when you're comfortable.
Bring your favorite jacket or hoodie.
Yeah, that's the thing. One major factor is actually temperature. So when you're cold, you could be distracted thinking about it, and it can impact how you physically work if you're typing and your fingers are cold or stiff.
Do you remember what it was like when we first moved into this building?
It's freezing.
Very, very
I was
very
a white
cold.
Walker.
Oh my word.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
You were a white walker. Sorry. Correction.
Easy time.
But for example, you could bring in a heating element for your chair, or if you run hot, bring a small personal desk fan as well. Lighting also plays a role. If you have to deal with glare, you could get a headache and not be able to focus. So you could swap out, if you are allowed to do this, obviously, a warm white light bulb, which can significantly increase alertness levels. Using a cool white or artificial daylight bulb are most beneficial for computer-based tasks as well. Maybe also move around the office to improve your lighting situation too. Another way to boost your productivity, Jeff, you like this, is to add plants to your workplace.
I recently did that with the new office move.
A few
cacti. And also, I'm still struggling to name them. I feel like I should name them.
They're succulents.
Run a survey. But a study published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology found that plants can increase employee productivity by 15%.
Wow.
So there you go. Interesting as well. Personalizing your space also increases your comfort. But of course, the degree to which your desk decor matters depends on the work that you do as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice.
Yeah. And whether or not you've got a tidy desk policy.
Yeah, that's important as well. One of the things that I used to find it helpful in the old office, because the old office, we never really had like proper sunlight in. And I'm a fan of sunlight.
Yeah.
I find I could work better, could think better, especially when you're stressed out and you have to think of something on your feet really quickly. I just find, you know, being able to look out and, you know, whether it's sun or rain, being able to look out is so important. But you know, I used to have that in the old office. So what I actually thought was like really helpful was that my wallpaper used to be of things of greenery. Uh-huh. And I feel, you know, it's just minor tweaks like that. Instead of having like a red background wallpaper, I know Spider-Man may be cool, but, you know, the background of Spider-Man is mostly red and it's just going to make you angry most of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just try to like maybe have a little bit more of like a greenery. If you travel around, what I used to do is, because I used to do a lot of traveling, so I used to take a lot of photos of sceneries, and I used to use those photos as my wallpaper on my desktop.
Nice.
And it will just remind me of like, yeah, you know, that was actually a really nice place. I used to do those kind of things.
So, another thing that I'm a big fan of, if you use a laptop, which I'm sure most of you do, and a little app called Flux.
Yes, I use Flux.
Which
it's amazing.
Is amazing. Brilliant. It just does, adjust the brightness and the kind of the color heat of your screen. Mm-hmm. And so as you go through the evening, it fades down a little bit. It's like a nice little warm sunset on your screen.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's very nice.
And really helps your eyes.
Yeah.
That's all the time we've got for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for all of your messages, your tweets. Do we have, Vivigan,
yes.
A message.
Yeah. One more message from Vivigan, who says, I don't think you have to be happy to do well at your job. This is from our question of the day, obviously. Some of my best days at work were while I was stressed out about the workload. I guess I was driven by the desperate need to get the pain in the butt over with, you know what I mean? And if that works for me, I'm sure it's likely to work for many others as well. I agree with you that sometimes pressure can be productive, but just not all the time. That shouldn't be your base level.
Mm-hmm. Dopamine and cortisol is what we need, and equal measures to be productive. Yes.
Balance.
Right, that's time for us to wrap up then. So we started off with that story, of course, with do you have to be happy to be good at your job? Whole bunch of feedback. Thanks for that. We then moved on to...
Then we moved on to how people over 65 share the most fake news. I don't think we're surprised by that at all.
Yeah, and then we also talked about the battle of MHB, Grab, and the taxi drivers associations, and now the airports getting involved. Because it's just a whole bunch of things. But yeah, so governments need to change. And also Grab was just made a statement yesterday, and one of the ending of the statement is they're saying that their greatest concern is the level of readiness for the relevant agencies in executing the law that has been passed by the parliament to facilitate the way of full compliance. So yeah, we've had this conversation so many times, and like, you know, one moment the parliament say, yeah, okay, we support e-hailing. One moment we're like, okay, you know, you can't operate here. So what's the story, Morning Glory?
Let's just follow the money, shall we?
And then we finished up with two very easy steps to make your workplace design work for you.
That's it. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, is the Breakfast Grill replay with Christine Ung, the CEO of PeopleLender. PeopleLender is the company behind Fantastic, a peer-to-peer financing platform in Malaysia. The Breakfast Grill spoke to the firm about their role in the financial system, as well as the growth and viability of P2P financing. Can lowering the barrier to financing provide a suitable return to investors? All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Christian Wong and Jeff Sandu, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.